The following message is brought to you by City Place Church and Pastors Damon and Taisha Moore in Orlando, Florida. We hope this message inspires you to build new dreams, ignite your faith, and be established as the leader God is calling you to be. For more information, visit us online at cityplacechurch.com.
A road and I will give you a river. A road and a river. It's a different type of year. It's the year in which 2016 might have had bumps, 2016 might have had bruises, but in 2017, I'm going to make it so clear that you're going to be on my purpose, you're going to be in my destiny, you're going to accomplish the things that you pray for. I'm going to make it clear, I'm going to pave out a road. As you're walking on the road, you're running on the road to what I've called you to what I promised you. In the moments in 2016, you grew tired. You wanted to give up. You wanted to throw in the towel. In 2017, I'm going to give you a river so that you're being refreshed along the way. So I'm either going to give you a road and I'm going to give you a river. This year is going to be different. It's brand new. 2016 will not repeat itself in 2017. Y'all with me so far? I'm not going to re-preach it, but you can download it at iTunes. At our brand new City Place Church audio podcast. Don't worry, it's free. I said that like it was an evangelist. It's either a road or it's a river. So as I was preparing for my new series, Old School, and I was getting ready to talk about Christianese, the terms that we use as Christians that other people hear and they go, I have no clue what you're talking about. There's terms that were powerful back in the day that we don't even use anymore. Oh, I wish I could preach that, but I can't. I felt like the Lord wanted me to remind you that this is a new year. For those of you who are here for the very first time, can I declare to you that God wants to do something new in your life this year? 2016 is gone. It doesn't even matter how the first 2 months of the year started. Those 2 months are gone. March is here. God wants to do a new thing. He wants you to be aware of it. He will make it so clear that he will give you a path and he will give you a river. There's a road and there's a river. And oh, I wanted to preach Christianese this week, Miss Bonnie. I wanted to preach it because I wanted to come out of the gut with a gun and just kill y'all with some Christianese, get y'all amped and excited. But the Lord wanted me to tell you that the thing that you're believing God for in 2017, don't leave it. Don't allow January and February to bump you off of what you've already been believing for. Because I feel like some of you, at the beginning of the year, you could have been motivated with your resolutions. You could be motivated if you've been coming over the last few months. You've heard this is a new year, and the first 2 months of the year seem contrary to what seemed new. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Anybody, it's a new year, but it's starting to mirror 2016. Anybody wave at me so I don't know. Not. It's my assignment today to tell you, don't leave from what God has promised you. Don't allow what looks like 2016 to be your reality. Don't leave. Stay right where you are. Don't come out of the promise. Don't come out of what he has declared over you. You stay faithful to what you have declared and what he has declared to you. Look at the person beside you. Say, don't leave. So in order to help me preach this, I want to be able to break down this text. I can't give the whole story because I just want you to focus on I am not leaving. God promised me, I am not leaving. I may not see it, but I'm not leaving. I struggle with believing it, but I'm not leaving. I struggle with declaring it, but I'm not leaving it. God promised it to me. It's going to be mine. I am not leaving it. 2016 will not be 2017. I am not leaving it. You with me? I'm not yelling just for yelling's sake. Daniel chapter 3, if you have your Bibles, Daniel chapter 3. It is a story about three Hebrew boys three Hebrew boys who find themselves in an awkward moment. And it says this in Daniel chapter 3, 16 through 29, and I'll catch you up in the story, but I got to read the text. Just so you know, I have points that I'd like to teach, but what I might do today is similar to what I did last week. Last week, I just walked you through the text to end up at my main point. Because there are things inside of the story that I want to pull out as we read. It says this, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied to Nebuchadnezzar, "We do not need to defend ourselves before you. If we are thrown into the fiery furnace, the God whom we serve is able to save us. He will rescue us from your power. But even if he doesn't, even if it doesn't turn out the way we have declared, we want to make it clear to you that we will never serve your gods or worship the golden statue that you have set up." Let me give you a quick little story to catch you up right here. At the beginning of chapter 3 of Daniel, the Bible says that there's a king named Nebuchadnezzar. He builds a statue 90 feet high, 9 feet wide, and he says that this statue is going to be the statue that we worship. See, Nebuchadnezzar had went into Judah, and he had invaded Judah and took all of the wise men, the young men who were just getting starting out. They were millennials, and he took them, and he brought them into Babylon, and he began to teach them the ways of Babylon. They were believers, they served God, but he put them in an environment to where they would learn everything about a new culture. And his whole design was to detach them from their God. So he took them, he put them in his culture, and slowly he put them in his culture. He started off in chapter 1 of Daniel by offering them food. He said, "Eat something from our table." And the three boys that I just mentioned, along with the guy named Daniel, said, "Hey, we're not going to eat any of that. If we eat what you put in front of us, it will totally mess up with the commitment that we've made to our God. It will defile ourselves. We will disobey against our God. We cannot eat it." Can I tell you, just pausing right there, that the culture, your surroundings will gradually try to shift you to begin to believe what they believe. The enemy will slowly begin to wipe off the convictions that you once had. And he'll start it off with something that looks just like a little dinner. And you'll have to ask yourself, can I eat that? I know that I might just eat this as an act of worship, but it's okay if I give a little here. So King Nebuchadnezzar starts him off by saying, "Let's all have dinner." And the men say, "We are not going to defile ourselves. Here's what we're going to do. If you just give us vegetables, I promise you we'll come out stronger. The king won't even notice." And the story goes on in chapter 1 that says they eat of the vegetables and they look 10 times stronger than everybody else that ate from the king's table. At the beginning of the story, when they're first brought into a new culture, can I tell you that culture's shifting right now as you're sitting here? And gradually it's kind of telling you, eat a little bit of food. And the boys, even with the smallest of things that goes against their conviction, they look at the king and say, "We're not leaving from what God has already promised us." Chapter 1, you got to read it. Daniel chapter 1. We're not leaving. We're not leaving. Chapter 2, Nebuchadnezzar has a dream. None of the men of the kingdom can solve the dream. Daniel comes in and says, "Give me a shot at the dream." He goes back to the three boys and he says in chapter 2, he says, "Hey boys, listen, the king needs a dream interpreted. Can you guys pray with me? Pray with me that I can interpret this dream, because if I can interpret this dream, everybody on staff will be safe." The Bible says that they interpret the dream. We get to chapter 3, which is where we are right now. Nebuchadnezzar says, "Let's move past just the vegetables. Now it's time to worship me. Now it's time for me to replace who you are with who I want you to be." And so he says, "Everybody at the sound of the music, they will bow down and worship me. If they don't, they will be thrown in the fiery furnace." Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they're out. They hear the music, and they say, "No, we're not going to do it. They go over to their room and they're just like, we're not going to do it. The people see them and they go to the king and they say to the king, hey, listen, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they are not worshiping the way you asked. What are you going to do about it? He says, they did what? The Bible says that he's furious. He says, bring them here. They stand up in front of the king. He says, is everything that I just heard about you true or is it false? They say, king, we just want you to know that we are never going to serve your God. And if you throw us in the fiery furnace, our God will rescue us. We aren't leaving what he promised. And king, just to let you know that even if he doesn't show up when we want him to show up on our timeline, even if he doesn't do it, even if he doesn't do it when we want him to do it, even if he doesn't do it when I demand him to do it, even if he doesn't do it when I want him to do it on my time frame, on my timeline, we won't serve you anyway. We aren't leaving him. Can I tell you that there is a promise of God that's deeply rooted on the inside of you that you can't leave? See, the challenge in our reality comes in is that our true love for God shows up when the fire is the hottest. When the fire is the hottest, our love that we have for God is the thing that should come out of us. We don't need to see God's love in that situation. Because while we were yet sinners, the Bible says, Christ died for us. God loved us and he gave his only son. So Christ's love is evident. It's my love when it's time to leave. Can I tell you that you can't leave? Here's the crazy thing. The story that I read to you, it said that their name was Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. That was their name. But if you go to Daniel chapter 1, it says that their names were Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. And it says that Nebuchadnezzar gave them the new name of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So I'm in this position, I'm committed to God, but all of a sudden my circumstances are now trying to define the season that I'm in. I came into the situation as God, I'm never leaving. Have you ever made a commitment to God and said, God, I'm going to serve you every day? And then maybe the next week you make the same mistake that you thought you were out of. Anybody? God, I'm going to serve you. God, I'm going to give you everything. And then you find yourself back. Here's what is really cool. Watch this, watch this, watch this, watch this. Hananiah meant God has favored. When he walked into the environment with King Nebuchadnezzar, he walked in with the favor of God because that's who he was. I'm favored by God, but by the time he was spending with Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuchadnezzar renamed him Shadrach, which meant royal or great scribe, meaning someone who just learns a little something, who could talk a little bit of wisdom. Totally brought him down from I'm special, I'm beyond normal, I stick out in the crowd, I'm a rare gem, to you're one of the other guys that work on my team now. I scooped all y'all up when I came into Babylon. Just go over there, read the scroll, try to figure out this problem that I'm having. This is who you are now. You used to be that with your God over there, but now you're this. Can I tell you that in the moments of life when they start coming in, the goal is to break you down from recognizing that God has favored you to just kind of say, well, maybe I'm just one of many. It's crazy that you enter into 2017 as your favorite, which means that you have a highlight on you. It means that God has specifically looked at you and said, abnormal, rare, special, beyond my wildest dreams. But life in the first 2 months can make you go, you're back to normal. You're average. I've redefined you. The environment that you're in now, God's not able to do it. He's not for you. Look at where you're at now. the first 2 months of the year. Month number three, I got you now. When God has positioned you, God has favored you. Can I tell you that God has favored you? And so since God has favored you, don't apologize for being his favorite. Don't apologize for feeling that God wants the best for you. Don't feel bad that you love coming to church. And the world is telling you, this is not cool no more. Everybody in church does this. Everybody's not real. Don't feel bad because God has put the spotlight on you. It's okay that you dream big. Don't feel bad. This is practical. Don't feel bad because you have one house and you want another one. I know that sounds real bad. I know that sounds real bad because some of y'all are going, oh, no, no, he didn't. I'm trying to get my own house. No, 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 no. Don't feel bad because you're dreaming beyond your neighbors. Don't feel bad because you want more money on your job and you've only been there for 6 months. Don't feel bad because you have not been walking in 100% health and the person beside you may not be 100% healthy. Don't feel bad because you feel like there's a little something more. Don't leave. Don't bring yourself down from being favored to just being one of the crowd. Michelle meant who is what God is or who is like God. Michelle is the guy who, when he's walking around, he's walking in the power of God. So when he walks in a room, if there's a need, he says, can I pray for you? When he prays for people, things happen. He's walking in power and authority. He grabbed hold of Genesis when God said that I breathe the very life of myself into you and you became a living being and you were created in my image. He walks around going, if when you see me, you see God. He didn't say, I am a God. He says, but the power, the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives on the inside of me. So there is nothing impossible for me. I believe you bad enough, Jesus. I believe you're big enough. By the time he gets into Babylon, Michal is not walking like the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He's renamed Meshach, which means the guest of a king. So I am once the king walking out power to now you tell me that I have to be invited? I have my own room as a part of the kingdom. You have taken my keys back and told me now you have to be invited? Can I tell you that your situation will sometimes make it seem like God don't really want you to have access to him? When God is saying, I built you to where as soon as you come, you got my attention. Because everything that I put on the inside of you looks like me. If my son ran up here right now, I'd stop what I'm doing. Because he came from me. Son, you okay? In the middle of the service, what do you need? Because he came from me. If you did that, I'd say, you need to sit down. I don't know you. You're a guest. I don't know you. My son comes up. You okay? I love you. What do you need? He knows that he has access. He can interrupt me at any time. Come crying, come yelling. Do something wrong, still love you. Talk back to me if you want to. I'll give you a little bit of discipline. Not because I hate you, not because I'm mad at you, because I love you. You have complete access. But by the time I get in my environment, first 2 months of the year, I'm starting to feel like, God, do you really want me to go after this? Do you really want me this close to you? Because sometimes the situations of life can make us feel less than favored and less than we have the power of God. Y'all with me? So can I tell you that you are not less than. You're not just one of the crowd. And God is not just going to be like, hey, look, I got Thursday. I'm at about 6. You can come over then. Nah, you bust the door wide open. Hey, Dad, I'm here. Dad, this is what I got going on, Dad. Dad, hey, Dad. That's how my kids, 100 times in the car. Dad, can I have a Slurpee? Dad, can I have a Slurpee? No, can I have a Slurpee? Dad, can I have a Slurpee? No, Dad, can I have a Slurpee? Dad, can I have a Slurpee, Dad? Slurpee, Dad? Slurpee, Dad? Cherry, Slurpee, Dad? Dad, cherry? Cherry, you know they have Coca-Cola, Dad? All right, we getting a Slurpee. We getting a Slurpee. You know what? I want a Slurpee now. I didn't want a Slurpee, but we're all getting a Slurpee. You get a Slurpee, everybody gets a Slurpee. I mean, I'm walking in 7-Eleven. Sir, do you want a Slurpee? I don't know. I wouldn't come in here to get a Slurpee. You want a Slurpee? I'm about. Everybody gets a Slurpee. Because my boys go, Dad, you have the ability. And I don't really care about the time, Dad. We got more than enough time on this ride home for you to change your mind. You know what I'm talking about? Dad, I know you think that it ain't the time for me to get the promotion, Dad. Dad, I want the promotion. Dad, you promised me the promotion. Dad, I want the promotion. Dad, I want my healing. Dad, you promised it. Dad, I know what the doctor said. Dad, I got the appointment in 2 weeks, but Dad, I need your healing this week. Dad, I'm sorry, Dad. Dad, I do not want to go space that test, Dad. I'm nervous, Dad. Dad, those tests freak me out, Dad. I don't want to even see the report, Dad. I want you to heal me right now, Dad. Dad, heal me, Dad. Dad, you promised it, Dad. Dad, you promised me, Dad. Dad, right now, Dad. Dad, promise right now, Dad. Dad, give me the... You are tapped with power. You are tapped with strength. Because he created you in his image. Then Azariah meant Jehovah has helped. Azariah knew that God was faithful. Azariah knew that if God said something, he was going to do it. Azariah had been down. God had promoted him. He had been sick. God had made him well. He knew that God was with him. But by the time he got into Babylon, they renamed him Abednego, which meant Babylonian God of Literature and Science. Now I'm starting to question. If everything that I once knew really is what it is there a heaven? Is there a hell? When Jesus died, did he really die for everybody? Is there really only one way to God? Can I get there through Scientology and Buddha? Because they mention God as well. Islam seems really close. Jehovah, they witness all the time. Knocking on my door, they're serious about it. I watch Super Soul Sunday with Oprah. I've seen the pastor that was once a Christian and he changed his thought. Am I not allowing myself to think? Maybe I don't need to go to church because the church is in me. Maybe I can figure it all out myself because Deepak says we're all kind of a God. Self. It's amazing how the environment that you're in can begin to shift your whole personality from God, I trust you. Yeah, I'm going after this thing. Yeah, 2017 is my year. All of a sudden, hey, I'm starting to feel like everybody else. God, do you really want me to do this? I'm not a son, I'm a guest. I did like I was a gangster. Did y'all see that? I was like, I'm a son, I'm a guest. I caught myself, I was like, this ain't Compton. I'm in church. I don't know what's going on. So look, don't y'all get lost. Don't y'all get lost. People at home, I hope you're laughing. I'm going crazy here. Look, watch. We can be so shaken by feeling less than, by feeling like it's taking harder for me to get God's attention, to where we end up totally forgetting and starting to question if I even believe. So these boys, and I'm wrapping up. These boys have decided that regardless, I'm not leaving. I'm about to find myself in a fiery pit. You're turning the heat up hotter than what I even thought. But no matter what, I'm not leaving. So the story goes on to say that the king, when he hears them say what they say, we're not leaving, king. No matter what you say, we're standing on the promises of God. We're favored. We're not who you named us. I am made in the image of God. And in times past, God has helped me. The three boys, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. They go, we are not who you named us. This is who God created us to be. We're not leaving. And I love the fact because the boys did three things. In their declaration, they remained synced to God. They didn't even allow themselves to go, God, is this what you have for me? God, I'm one of many. God, I don't believe. God, my mind has changed. They said, nope. God, I'm staying synced to you. I have an iPhone. In order to update my iPhone, I sync my iPhone. I sync my iPhone to my MacBook. When I sync my iPhone to my MacBook, it takes out bugs. And it puts in information that I need for the new season of my iPhone. My being synced to the iPhone, my being synced to my MacBook, takes out bugs that would cause my phone to be faulty and not function at 100%. What it does is it removes it and it updates it for things that I need in the season. When I sync my iPhone, are you with me? I sync my iPhone, it takes out the bugs that's not needed for that season and puts in the things that I need in that season. Can I tell you that if you stay synced to God and you say, God, I'm not leaving, what happens is he removes things you don't need for the season and he puts in things you need for the season. So I see the fire coming and I know that it's in front of me. But because I am staying here, he is taking out the season of the vegetables. Don't need it now. The season that you're in right now is the faith that you're not going to leave when the fire turns up 7 times hotter. I'm not leaving you. I'm committed to you. Just like I was back then. You were faithful then. You're going to be faithful now. So I remain synced to God because he takes out everything I don't need. And he puts in what I need for the season. Can I tell you that if you say sync to God, he will take out the things that you've been trying to take out on your own. Don't try to do it. Let him sync to you, take it out, and update you. You are now updated with iOS 10.11. And it says on my screen, it says, we have fixed the bugs that causes the screen to be faulty. Drop calls are now repaired. God wants to take out what you don't need for the season that he wants to put in. The second thing that these boys did was that they commanded the blessing. He will rescue us. He'll do it. And just for your own concern, even if he doesn't, we still trust him. That's our declaration. I trust him. I'm not doubting. Clear cut. I'm all in. I'm not leaving him. Period. That's it. That's my declaration. They commanded the blessing. They put God on. They just put him on the main screen. There is no doubt about who you are. God will do it. Boom. Out the way. Drop the mic. That's it. You and I have to command the blessing of God. God, you'll do it. That's it. You'll do it for me. How many of y'all believe God will do it for you? I'm telling you that if you just put him on the scene and go, God, you'll do it. What you got now? What you got now? I'm not leaving him. What you got now? It's between you and him now. What you got? I'm not leaving him for you. I want to tell you that you got to check your crew. You got to check your crew. Because you got to know who you're running with. You got to know. Come here, Travis. Come here, Jared. These are three dudes right here that I run with. I do life with these guys. And some other people in here. So I've already told these guys this year, you guys are running with me. That's what I told them. I said, you guys are running with me. You got to keep up with me. You're running with me. We're going to run hard. Everything that God's put in order for our church, we're going to do. And men, can I tell you, I've got books for each one of you. We want to run with you. Because men, we want you to be that all God has called you to be. I've got a book called Man Alive that we're going to be going through together. Because we want to be all that God called us to be. Ladies, yesterday you guys met and you guys did your Bible study. We are putting together small groups because we want to run together so that when it comes time for the fire, I'm not by myself. I've got some people that were with me when it was just the vegetables. It was just the vegetables. It was just the vegetables. It was just a meal. It was just a meal. And we took the meal seriously. We took the meal seriously. And so who are you going to be running with? I can't wait for the stage to be filled with men in our church. I can't wait for the stage to be filled with ladies in our church. Kids ministry is already doing it right now. Our youth are starting to get together in our small groups because when it comes time for those moments, I'm going to need my boys. I'm going to need my crew. You're going to need your boys and your girls. You're going to need your crew. So you got to look and see. I'm not leaving you. I'm not leaving you. I'm not leaving you. I love it. One of them could have said, I'm out. The fire is a little too much for me, man. The vegetables were fine. But all of them said, nah. We're doing this together. We got this. Here's the thing that happens when you don't leave. You'll see victory. What? And others will see Jesus. The Bible says that they were in the fiery furnace. Watch. And in verse 24 of chapter 3, it says, and suddenly Nebuchadnezzar jumped up in amazement and he exclaimed to his advisors, didn't we tie up three men and throw them into the furnace? Yes, your majesty, we did. Look, Nebuchadnezzar shouted, I see four men. Three went in. But when everyone looks at how you made it, they see four. He says, look, we threw in three, but we see four men unbound, walking around in the fire, unharmed. Can I tell you that in this season, when you're running after God and it's on the road and the river is there, the heat may be turned up, but there is nothing that will hold you down in the middle of the fire. They didn't have anything holding them down. Even though the fire was hot, they were walking around in the middle of the fire. Even though the fire around you, life is throwing things at you, it will not hold you down. It's a new season. A road and a river. In the middle of fire, they're walking. I wonder when Jesus walked in if it became a road. And he became the river. If I was to step in fire, I'd be consumed. The only thing that puts out fire is water. Oh, if we could put this over 2 weeks, I'd talk about him saying, oh, if you would just thirst for me. Oh, look, he says, you'll see victory. Others will see Jesus. Hey, we put in three, there's four. And he looks like a god? That's not the one we've been serving. That's different. And he says, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, I'm still trying to hold you in your box. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God. Oh, servants of the Most High God, come out here. I recognize that you are not Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You are Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. You are the one who God has favored. You are the one who looks like God. I can see him clearly for myself. And you are the one that God helps. Can I tell you? You have a bruise on that shoulder. Don't leave. Whatever you're believing God for, don't leave. Don't leave. God's going to heal me. Family's going to be restored. My money's going to increase. I'm going to have a deeper relationship with God. He's going to be mine. I'm not leaving. Yes, January and February started off kooky, contrary to the road and the river, but even in the fire, he'll make a path so that I can walk and nothing will hold me back. Jesus will be the water even when the fire could consume me. When people see me at the end of the year, they'll see Jesus. Oh, I could have preached. Oh, man. I wanted to preach. I wanted to preach old school so I can give you some Christianese. But the Lord wants to tell you this morning, don't leave. Don't leave. Don't leave. If you're watching on Facebook, don't leave. Don't leave the promise that God has for you. Don't leave. He's going to be faithful. He's going to do it for you. Don't leave. 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 Hold on tight. Don't leave. Can we pray, Father, I love you today.
That's all for this week's podcast edition. Join us online at cityplacechurch.com for more resources, upcoming events, or to submit a prayer request. Or, if you are in the Central Florida area, join us on Sunday morning for a life-giving service that builds dreams, ignites faith, and establishes leaders for the kingdom of Christ.